This call is being recorded.
I'm John Hargrave from Bitcoin Market Journal here with our analyst, Jessica Rodello. We're going to be talking about NEO. Jessica.
Thanks, John. So NEO is a really exciting coin on the market. And when we look at it, really a lot of, you know, marketing publication around this are describing it as China's Ethereum. So what NEO is trying to do is use smart contracts to build decentralized apps. And the interesting thing about this is that NEO is unique in the sense that it has finality, meaning that, you know, there are consensus behind the transactions, and, you know, there's going to be finalization on the block. So it's really important for fast-moving markets. Essentially, it's Ethereum, but with a specific purpose to enable a smart economy. So let's take a deeper look at some of this. When we look at the customers, it is similar to Ethereum, but for the China economy and for those who want to build on the app. And if we look at, you know, some of China's trends in the past, they adopt their own technology. So this is something that can be huge if it takes off in China, you know, if it's not as regulated. I know at this point China's banned the ICOs. If that ban is lifted, this could really take off. It is a new market. And if we look at some of the economic factors behind the market barrier to entry, there's some interesting things going on. So there are a lot of new players here entering the field. When we look at substitutes, Ethereum, as I mentioned, is the competition, but NEO uses a different platform to really try to be the leader in scalability. And they also have quantum computing power behind it to prevent forks. So this is new technology. When we look at the degree of control, the NEO team controls everything. When we look at the customer pool, that's where some of my concern lies. It does have a shared pool with Ethereum, so we'll have to see where brand loyalty really lies with that. And like I said, industry rivalry. If China legalizes ICOs, I think that NEO really has the potential to capture that market. So now we can look at some things about the competitive advantage here. So the blockchain platform, it uses DBFT to prevent coding forks, like I mentioned, and also has a POS system. So this is, you know, really revolutionary. This is great here. The disadvantage here is that there is it's not truly decentralized. The governance is concentrated in a few dozen of validators that are operated by the NEO team. And NEO is going to hold, you know, around 2/3 of their coins. So that's going to be, you know, not truly decentralized. That's something to keep top of mind. When we look at the lead time advantage, as I mentioned, Ethereum is a big competitor here. And they're catching up with scalability, and they definitely have the popular vote. But, you know, NEO has some of its own advantages when we look at atomic swapping and cross-chain integration. That's something that NEO is leading in. But if we look at the practicality behind it, NEO really only has one ICO on the platform, whereas Ethereum has, you know, several hundred. If we go to the contacts and networks, the cool thing about NEO is that they have both corporate and government collaboration. They have the partnerships with the Japanese Ministry of Econ. They're partnered with Alibaba, Hyperledger, Microsoft China. So this network, again, is similar to the Ethereum Alliance. They have a big group of companies and partnerships that are really trying to work with this platform.
So collaboration with the Chinese government is a very big deal. Do you foresee this becoming an official solution for the Chinese government? That would be a game changer.
I think, and that's exactly where we're at. You know, if these ICOs, the ban is lifted on them, we have really foreseen this as being the platform of China, and China's crypto market is huge, so this could be revolutionary.
Or perhaps only NEO-approved ICOs or ICOs built on NEO would be approved by the government.
Yep. Yeah, so we can look at the management team. You know, two founders here, Dong Hongfei and Eric Zhang, founded NEO. And it's really important to understand the foundation and partnership behind NEO. So Eric and Dong also founded OnChain, which is a company that works with governments and businesses to really develop public and private blockchain platforms. And the foundation really of that platform is what NEO is striving to be. They're trying to be the foundation of those blockchain platforms. And like you mentioned, OnChain and NEO are really going to work together to integrate with China's businesses and governments. And this is going to really spur NEO adoption. So it's huge. And the OnChain's been around since 2014 and has its own, you know, extensive partner list. I mentioned some of them, Hyperledger, Microsoft China. And I just think that it's, you know, having this really strong team backing and partnership is going to be a huge strength for NEO.
Yeah, and again, with that network of connections, especially in the government, that's invaluable.
Exactly. So if we look at the token, the problem that is required here is really that it is allowing application development teams to pay for processing power. So the token's really acting as partial ownership of the platform, like a share. And NEO is unique in this sense because it incorporates something called the gas token as well. And what this is, it's really like an added incentive to hold NEO, and you build your interest in gas. So it acts as a dividend for owning the NEO token, which is unique. So one of the things we should really touch on again is this concept of decentralization. This is the whole goal of the NEO platform is to become a smart economy platform, and this is still going to need to be really heavily regulated by the government. So we'll see just how closely they're working with the government is going to determine how decentralized this really is. When we look at the token supply, both NEO and GAS are capped at 100 million tokens. There is a functioning product that's in use, and you can really access this from many of the known public exchanges out there. And then when we look at, you know, how buzz around this has been, this is something a lot of people are talking about. The Reddit threads are, there's so many different sub-threads around NEO on Reddit. I think this is a really new concept, you know, kind of going away from Ethereum and just really looking at the ultimate goal of making a smart economy. So I think that there's a lot of buzz around this. And really, when we look at it, I think in the short term, that buzz is helping with my rankings. I've given it a 4.5 for short-term potential, but long-term is kind of stuck at a 3.9 for me because it's really going to be contingent on how the Chinese government reacts to adopting this platform.
It's very interesting when you think about how China has adopted the internet and responded to the decentralized nature of the internet, and now how they're working with NEO to adopt or adapt to blockchain technology. And maybe we can learn something from the way that China has treated the internet in the way that they'll be treating NEO. But it seems like a good bet that they will partner with something like NEO in order to have some measure of control and centralization, even though this is a decentralized technology. Do you agree?
Completely. I mean, history repeats itself, so we'll see.
Or history doesn't always repeat itself, but it often rhymes. To quote Mark Twain. All right. Thanks, Jessica.